Knives, machetes, saws, and shears. Multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This segment is brought to you by Jigmaster Jigs. When in doubt, get the jig out. Go to jigmasters.com and use promo code PNF20 and save 20% off your next jig order today.
Podcast of all things kayaks. We are hosts of what's a long time fishing and decided to get the kayak fishing world, and guess what? They're taking
you along for the ride. So buckle in and welcome to Paddle and Fin. Hello and welcome back to the Paddle and Fin podcast. I'm Brian.
I'm Jay.
Yeah, buddy. We got a return guest with us this evening. We told you he would be back in action sometime after 2019. We got none other than the big fist himself, Mr. Jeremiah Burrish.
Big fist.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me back. Happy to be here.
Well, I figured I'd call him Big Fist. You know, we did put that little soiree, just like him taking a swig now, in the trailer teaser for 2020. So
yeah, I like that trailer, man. That's great.
Yeah,
yes, good looking individuals on there a couple of times.
Oh my god, I could smell it over here. It's like smell-o-vision over here. Well, the internet's really come a long way since like 2 seconds ago.
That's good.
Oh, man. Well, you know, we wanted to talk to you about some of the other things going on in lacrosse. You got a video that's, like, going viral right now. You know, a couple other things. But I don't know. What do you want to start out with first?
I mean, let's talk ice fishing. I think that's, you know, that's what's most prevalent right now. Yeah. And if you guys are good with that, Jay likes to catch northerns through the ice. Ice fishing's been good. Let's talk that.
Yeah, man. So you got a video going viral. You were out ice fishing, caught a big old pike. Looked like you had a pop can in it. And then you guys took a little video of dissecting him to make him ready for some dinner.
Yeah, so that was pretty wild. I mean, if you guys haven't seen the video, check it out on YouTube. It's Pike Pack Surprise, and you'll find it. It's by Viral Hog. They licensed it, and it's just the whole thing is just crazy. I mean, like, we were just out having a good time fishing, tried a spot that we've never fished before with a couple buddies, and had a heck of a day. Some of the best fishing I've ever had on the Mississippi River, or anywhere for that matter, ice fishing. Tons of big perch. Couple big crappies, tons of big bluegills, and a bunch of tip-ups for northern. We kept four northern between 31 and 37 inches that day. Oh, that wow. That particular northern was 34 inches. And when I picked it, you know, I caught it on a tip-up, pulled it up, caught it, and saw this, you know, this oblong shape in its stomach. You know, it's like this. And, like, I asked those guys, it's like 9:30 in the morning. I told those guys, I was like, what the heck do you think that is? Like, you know, when we started talking about it, and long story short, we kind of thought it was a turtle. You know, turtles migrate or hibernate in the summer, migrate. They go down south, you know, like birds.
My bad. That's a long trip.
Guys,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you thought they were slow. So, so the turtles hibernate in the summer or in the winter, you know, they burrow. And I just thought maybe this is a big backwater area. Maybe it goes in the mud and kind of came out. And this shallow lake backwater that we're fishing is only 4.5 feet deep, so it made sense to me. Like, it just kind of came out of the mud and it snatched up this turtle, and you know, it's big freaking turtle in there, you know, like whatever. I mean, and it was rock solid. You grabbed it and it was just, I mean, like solid. Long story short, we get it back to our house at like 2:30. Those guys were going back to Madison. They're from Madison, so they were going back that night, and one of the guys wanted to show his kids what was in there. And so he's like, let's slice that thing open. Let's see what's in there. And so we're in my yard, and we started cutting it open. And, you know, it was a 9-inch freaking bull bluegill, just as giant of a bluegill in there. And we were all just like, man, look at the size of this thing. And then it, out of nowhere, just starts flopping around. Yeah. It's still alive. And, like, you know, it took us all back, like my wife comes running outside afterwards and she's like, what are you girls screaming about? Cause we were just like laughing. We're like, hey, this giant bluegill just came out of this northern. And after a couple of seconds, it started flopping around. The dang thing was still alive after being on the ice. The northern was on the ice, caught it over 5 hours earlier, you know, like totally stunned all of us. And it was just crazy. And the fact that we got on video, and the fact that it's blown up like it has, you know, none of us were expecting that. Just a cool video, something unique, and it's just kind of fun, man.
Little 2-for-1 action. That's always nice.
And everyone, it's funny, everyone on like the comments, there's 790 comments or something like that on YouTube, and like probably half of them are, did you throw it back? I hope you threw it back. And trust me, if I had caught it and filleted it on the ice, I would have absolutely thrown it back, because that's that fish's lucky day. Normally, I'd keep a 9-inch bluegill every day. Like, that's a beautiful bluegill. And we kept some that were that same size. We crushed them. But that gill would have had a lucky day and would have been thrown back in the water. But we were in my yard right in the middle of town. Like,
it's too late.
I already ate him. Like, I'll be honest. Yeah. The fish was delicious. Like, yeah, it was good. So, the comments, man, you guys should read some of those comments. You'll get... It just goes to show there's some are hilarious, some are awful, some are in between. There's some people who are like, how dare you like cut open that fish, that baby was still in its mom, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, dude, you guys got to realize that's two different species. And on top of that, fish aren't mammals. They lay eggs. They don't give birth to live fish. Like, it right. just goes to show our society is totally out there, man. It's like, just clueless. Something else.
Wait, you're telling me.
Yeah.
That fish don't have babies?
They don't give birth alive.
They don't give babies. Birth?
Oh, yeah.
I'm perplexed. I'll need a second. Yeah. This is...
Oh, mind blown, right?
You know what? That calls for moonshine.
Yeah. That's cheers, hilarious. Buddy. Cheers.
Cheers, buddy. No, you know, one time I went ice fishing with my buddy and we caught like 60, 70 bluegills. Come home. I mean, these things were like thrown on the ice, of course, as you catch them. Come home. I threw them in the sink. These things all started to come back to life. So girlfriend was freaking out. She's like, aren't these dead? I'm like, well, not sort really. Of. They're kind of zombies.
Yeah.
Like, they just, you know, like, you know, people don't realize that bluegill can get like frozen in a pond and stay alive, and then poof, they're alive again.
Yeah.
You know, no, I don't know what the duration of life that is, but yeah, it's pretty funny to see them come back to life after you think they're dead.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you couldn't throw me in the stomach of anything for 5 hours and cut me open and expect me to flop around. I'd be done.
Yeah, there's a... so.
Like what, a catfish? I mean, is like
I don't care what
shark,
it is.
Maybe a shark?
Oh, I'm not going in the stomach anything, actually. I'd prefer not to if it's all good. You guys.
So I just pulled up the video on YouTube. It's got 1.2 million views. over 1.2 million. But yeah, there's a lot of people in here. Oh, it deserves a second chance. Throw it back.
So many.
A lot of people think it was a cell phone inside the inside the fish.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
And then a lot ripping on my knife skills. I'm not going to lie. There's so many ripping on my knife skills.
Yeah.
And I'll give them, totally agree, but there's two things I'll say with that. One, I grabbed a dull knife because I wasn't going to cut open the stomach of the fish with the fillet knife I was going to cut all my like fillets out with. So I grabbed purposefully one of my duller knives to cut open the stomach. And two, I was trying not to just straight up puncture whatever was in there. I didn't know what was in there. So trying to be like delicate about it, and people are just like, teach this guy how to cut fish open and blah, blah, blah. It's like, whatever, guys.
Oh, man. All these armchair critics.
Which is, it's all good. It's funny. It, you know, take them all with a grain of salt. I laugh because it's, you know, if you're not there, you don't really know what's going on. And it is what it is. But it's just, the whole thing is just crazy. And the fact that it went viral, I mean, it's up for 8 days and over a million views. And whole thing is just funny. The fact that it was 9-inch bluegill still blows my mind more than anything. The fact that it was live was awesome. That 9-inch, that's a huge bluegill. I just caught one yesterday that I was like, oh, man, this thing's over 9. This is a huge fish. Bullet, like, I measured it, and it was like 8 1/4. I'm like,
yeah.
The fact that that one in the fish was 9 inches just blows my mind still. Like,
it's, well, a here,
big bluegill.
Here's one comment that's relevant is, wait till Joe Rogan sees this. So,
funny.
You might be up in your podcast game, bro.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah,
we'll see if we can get him in on Paddle and Fin next time. Tie in with us.
Hey, Joe, you're always welcome, buddy.
Yeah,
let's watch you all the time.
Let's tag him and see if we can get him in this.
That would be funny, man. So everybody,
here's a funny comment. This is a weird episode of Hoarders.
Dude, there's some good ones. There's some good comments on there. Some of those comments are hilarious, and then the next one, you just want to slap the person in the face. Yeah. Some of them are so funny. Like, there's one that's like, that fish, when it gets back to its friends, man, I've seen some things. Like,
yeah.
Like, there's some good ones.
Somebody else was expecting Jimmy Hoffa. It's just like...
It's crazy, but anyway, the ice fishing's great. So,
man, how thick's the ice up there right now?
Yeah.
So I went yesterday. So it's kind of weird. The water's been fluctuating quite a bit, depending on which pool you're on. I was actually down in pool 9. The water had gone up quite a bit, and where I was going was actually launching across this little tiny channel with my boat, getting to an island, walking across the island, and then out onto the ice. And the ice had been like 6 or 7 inches thick. It's been 1 week since I've been out there. The water's actually dropped more than a foot since then. And the ice is almost like about 10 inches now. And like I said, I was fishing in like 4.5 feet of water. And I didn't realize that the water had done that. And like yesterday, those fish just weren't there. I caught a few really nice bluegills still. But they really just weren't there. The other day, the tip-ups were going crazy. The tip-downs were going crazy. It was nonstop on the jig, or very consistent anyway. Perch, bluegills, crappies, pike, couple bass, a little bit of everything. Yesterday, we caught a handful of gills, and that was it. But that was that spot. You know, wherever they were at, it's big backwater. I'm sure they just moved out to find their ceiling was dropping in on them. I'm sure they just moved out to find a little deeper water, but I just don't know exactly where that was. But, I mean, if we searched for them, I think we'd find them. But, like, to answer your question, I mean, the ice is anywhere between, for the most part, on like, the good ice is 6 to 10 inches for the most part.
Nice.
It's solid ice. We have good ice up here.
Yeah,
there's water here.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I think the banks are still frozen out by me, but... yeah, it'll lock up, and then it'll warm up. Pretty much all go away, and then, you know, start to freeze up again. And
see, think of how that is for us, man. It's like, I'm like 1.5 hours south of you, let's say.
Yeah.
And then Jeremiah's like, what, from
you? I think La Crosse is like three hours from me. 3.5.
And he's got 6 to 10 inches of ice.
Yeah, that's crazy.
On the Mississippi River too. I mean, like, you get onto good lakes, it's even more. You just get on the right lakes, but
it's so weird. We could just travel 4 or 5 hours north. You got ice.
Probably less than that, but
which you guys probably should, because ice fishing's phenomenal.
Yeah,
it's been really good. I'll be honest.
I know. I think there's something really good in the beers. They swell your hand up a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, man. It's all from. Ooh, fish on! Ooh, yeah. Fish on!
Thank God that's what that's about.
Yeah,
yeah, that's.
I don't know that pause. I was like,
that's what it's from. Fish on!
Yeah.
Touché. Touché.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh yeah. Man, so you guys?
My wife would beg to differ. We're due in 1 month. So.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You excited? You nervous?
Oh, we're so excited. Yeah. So excited.
You're excited now. Just wait till the kids here.
Excited.
Like, oh, there goes all my fishing time.
I know. I can't wait till he's like, I've been fishing like one time all year.
I just want to know how frowned upon it is to be in the kayak with one of those like baby things on your front, like casting and like frog fishing and like,
As far as I know, as long as you got that PFD on, dude, you're good.
I think, and same thing with the baby. I mean, I think you just designed a new tournament circuit, dude.
Yeah. Dads with babies.
Coming to La Crosse, Wisconsin, summer 2020.
Let's go.
New dad's club.
Come on, honey.
Fisher Price is going to sponsor this.
Yeah. Come on, honey. We got to make another one. I got some more tournaments I got to do.
You got sponsored by Fisher Price, bro. I'm sponsored by Snuggles, man. Come on.
Yeah. I'll give this where it's at, bro.
I think we got something here. Johnson & Johnson. Yeah. Fisher Price. What else? I'm looking behind me because this whole backside of this room is just baby stuff. So, my main cave got taken over by baby stuff. I don't know what all this stuff is, but
what is that formula called? I know there is like, I can't remember the name of it.
Damn. I don't know.
I killed the momentum.
Oh, that's hilarious, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. It's good. Yeah. I mean, this podcast would be epic if your wife runs downstairs right now and is like, it's time to go. It's time to go.
That would be funny, dude. All you see is like a hand reach out, just yank him off the seat. Like, yeah, that's the podcast. Yeah. It's like, thanks for listening, everybody. Oh, wait, no, it's Jeremiah. He'll be back in 2 minutes.
Right. That's right.
Hold my beer. Gonna deliver this baby, boys.
Yeah.
You guys want to see something on a podcast? Watch this.
Yeah. Like, hold my beer. No, really, hold my beer.
No, hold my beer. You guys gonna see this. You guys want to stay north of the baby or south of the baby? Let me know. I'll change the camera angle.
We would go viral. You know what?
You go viral.
Can you go and try to do set real quick? Watch our numbers just go.
It's only going to take a minute, boys.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Yeah. It's good stuff, guys.
Very cool, man. Well,
I thought we were trying to keep this PG-13, but all right.
We did pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. We walked line.
There's something different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. PG-13 isn't like it was when we were all kids.
No.
That's for sure.
It is not. No.
Talking fishing, La Crosse, you got some new tournaments that just got announced up in your area that you can kind of spill the beans on. So what are we looking at, my man? I know.
Yeah, so go on. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No. I was going to say, I think it's Wisco Bass, right?
Released. Yeah, Wisco Bass just announced a new series that is all across the state. I'm just pulling up their schedule right now, the whole schedule right now. So give me 1 second. I apologize. I should have had it up. I do have it up on my computer, but it's too small. I can't actually see it. So
sure.
I don't know why it's so small, but excuse me. The Wisco Bass schedule is really exciting. They're actually tied in with KBF.
Okay.
So all of their tournaments throughout the state this year are KBF qualifiers for the national championship. And they're on the east side of the state. They're at the Madison Chain area. They're going up to the Minocqua area. I think there's six or seven different different stops on their entire series, one of which is in La Crosse, which is July 19th. And the cool thing about that stop here in La Crosse on July 19th is Sunday, one-day event. Again, it's the Wisco Bass Series, so if you're in part of their series, you can fish for the, you know, the Angler of the Year, be a part of their whole Wisco Bass Series. Aside from that, top 10%, I believe it's 10%, don't quote me on that, check out their website at wiscobass.com to see all the rules and stuff. But I believe it's 10%, go on to the KBF National Championships for 2021. And the other, the super cool thing about that is they actually partnered with the Wisconsin Bass Nation to host the kayak state championships. So this stop in La Crosse is really a kind of a 3-in-1. And it's the Wisconsin Bass Nation Kayak Series state championships. And same thing with all the Bass Nation state championships across the country, those that are doing it anyway. Same thing, if it's 10% or whatever that number is, qualifies for the 2021 Bass Nation National Championships, or whatever they're calling it, that's in conjunction with the Classic in 2021. And that's just such a super cool thing that, and they picked La Crosse totally on their own. I didn't really even have anything to do with that, other than I think that they appreciated all the work that, and the input that I had going into their entire series and getting the kayak series kicked off. And I think that they appreciated that and just picked La Crosse. I didn't even know it. They just sent me a text one day saying, "Hey, we picked La Crosse to be a state championships." And I was like, "Dude, that's awesome. Like,
nice.
It's going to make La Crosse is going to be a huge event for them, because of it." So, I mean, I think all their events are going to draw a great number for this Wisconsin series, Wisco Bass series, and, you know, drawing people from Illinois and drawing people from, Minnesota and Iowa, and then I think that La Crosse event being, you know, the proximity to all the states is in, and being that extra qualifier to go to the Bass Classic in 2021 is really going to draw some huge numbers. So very excited about that. Absolutely.
Let me ask you this, because I saw an interesting comment, and I didn't really think about it till I saw it from somebody. You know, with the Wisco Bass, just wondering your opinion on this, or the Bass Nation State Championship, because each state is basically going to have one. Someone was like, "Is it fair that folks from other state can come fish our state championship?" You know, because that's going to allow a bunch of guys and gals to travel around to different states if they don't qualify. I mean, what's your thoughts on that? Should it be just a state in state only? But I mean, at the same time, if you open it up to folks over the border, I think that's going to draw a bigger head count, which is going to make it a better event. I mean, that's just my two cents, but any thought on that?
Yeah, so I'm kind of torn on that, I'll be honest. You know, to be a true state championship of any kind, I think it needs to be a state championship. Like, it needs to be within that state. However, I think that all of these, you know, whether it's this event or any other event, Iowa's doing one. I don't know when their dates haven't been decided or anything like that. But it's fair for everyone. So anybody in Wisconsin could go to Iowa, too, or go to Minnesota or go to Illinois. So it's fair. So for that reason, I don't mind it. And I do think it'll make for a better event, like you had kind of mentioned.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely think that it'll draw some of the better anglers, some of the people who maybe it's, you know, like Iowa and Minnesota, there's a ton of people who are closer to La Crosse and Iowa and Minnesota than the east side of state in Wisconsin.
Right.
You know, it's 3.5 hours, 4 hours to the east side of the state. Up north, it's 4.5 hours. You know, there's a lot of closer people here to, you know, with La Crosse being right on the border. So I mean, like, I get both sides of it, you know. Yeah. In all honesty, I'm not one way or another. I think whatever the rules are, there's a, you know,
sure,
as long as the rules are being followed, I'm all good with it. And as long as it's fair for everyone, which as long as, you know, if this Wisconsin State Championship is open to everyone and Iowa's is open to everyone and Illinois and so on, it's all, you know, for me, I feel like that's pretty fair.
Sure. No, it was just a random thing I saw. I think I saw it this morning or yesterday or something, and it got me thinking, like, I could see it, you know, the complaint there, but at the same time, you know, like you said, I think some people are closer to lacrosse that are over the border than, you know, some of the people in their own state. So,
yeah,
just made sense. But
yeah,
I was just wondering if you had a thought on that.
Yeah, well,
no, I would agree with you on that 100%. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you nailed it. Really, as long as it's fair for everyone, I think it's all good. And you know, if you wanted a true state championship, I think you should call it that. But it's nobody is doing it that way. And it's a state as long open. It's virtually a state open, exactly. And the other side of that is, too, is if it's a state championship, it needs to rotate, which it will in the future. It's obviously not going to stay in lacrosse every year. This is just the inaugural.
Sure.
But I think that's a big thing, is if it's a true Wisconsin state championship, you need to prove that you're a Wisconsin resident and all this other stuff. I think there's way more to it than is necessary. And so for it to be a true state championship and to travel around like it would need to is just, I think it's more headache than it's worth. And I think that leaving it open is probably just the best case scenario for all of those states and all that, for all those reasons.
Sure.
So
go ahead, Jay, you were going to say something.
No, I mean, I think it's, you know, the more you challenge yourself as an angler, the better you're going to get anyway. So you got to bring in those better people.
Yeah.
And not that say that all of them are better. It's just that, but if you bring in more of a variety, you know, you can learn a lot from that too. I mean, maybe some techniques from Minnesota are going to work in Wisconsin like really well. You know, like stuff that you're not doing or what, you know, what have you. So I guess you got to be open minded, especially if you want to grow this sport. It's like you can't start setting rules up. And I get it. You do want some, I guess, purity to this situation. And so, you know, when you got purists out there, they're going to have a problem with it, but you got to be open-minded, and it's not your tournament, so right. You know, it's like you don't get to set the rules, so you either like it and you play, you know, you play ball, or you just don't like it and you don't play. Simple as that. I mean, it's never a perfect, I guess, perfect scenario for anybody.
Yeah I think you nailed it, Jay. I mean, I think you're exactly right with what you said there too.
Yeah, sorry. Didn't mean to go down that rabbit hole, man.
It was a comment
I saw, and I was curious. You know, me personally, I can care less. You know, like you said, whatever's in the rules is in the rules. I mean, either way, if I were to enter, I know my money's going in Jeremiah's pocket anyway. So, I mean,
hence the
big checks on the back wall there.
Especially since we're staying at his house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You guys are sleeping with the baby.
Hey, man. You know, it's like, why is the camera turned on us? We're not out. Is he with us?
The baby monitor is going to be looking at you guys.
I know.
All right, guys, you could sleep in this room here. If you hear a loud crying or screaming, just please, you know, change the diaper.
Yeah.
If you need bottles or down the hall, I'll be in my bedroom getting some sleep.
Yeah.
You guys are gonna...
sing this like 10 times in a row, but you have to sing it in a squeaky voice.
Yeah, exactly. There's a very, very method, very particular way this baby falls asleep only. So, no. That'd be a good little diabolical plan, though, to maybe Eric Siddiqui or one of those guys that comes up here and rakes it every time. That, you know,
hey, come Cody, stay at my place, bro.
You guys, you're more than welcome to stay at my house, buddy, but you're going to sleep with the baby, and if it cries, you're changing it. You ain't going to get any sleep, dude.
Oh, man.
The baby duty champion.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, that's great. Very funny, man.
Yeah.
What else we got popping in lacrosse this summer?
Sure. We've got, so sticking on the same theme as bass. So, you know, again, with Bass Nation Kayak Series, they launched their whole series across the country. They have five stops across the country. And one of them is lacrosse. You know, they're starting off March 5th in conjunction with the 2020 Classic this year down on Gunnersville in Alabama. And the kayak series is on Logan Martin Lake. And they go to Lake Fork, Chickamauga, and then they're stopping in La Crosse on the Mississippi River on August 15th before they go to Clear Lake out in California. So we're just, I mean, we're absolutely thrilled to be hosting that stop. And again, that's just such a cool thing that their inaugural season, the Bass Nation Kayak Series, that they, you know, that there was interest in La Crosse. They reached out to us saying, you know, La Crosse, the Mississippi River's been such a great fishery in the past, and it's really become one of the most well-known fisheries in the country. Everybody knows the quantity and the quality are great. It's still no, you know, quality wise, it's not going to produce those 10 pounders like you'll see down south. But man, the quantity is just something else. And then for you guys who have been here before, you've got to see that the Mississippi River, even with the high waters, you know, it isn't as scary as it can, like people think it is. You know, yeah. And don't get me wrong, you still have to respect it. It's still a very, very powerful river, and you need to be mindful of that. But as long as you're smart about it, and you seek out those backwaters, which I'm telling you are just as good as anywhere else on the river, you're going to be fine, and you're going to do well. And just really honored that we're hosting one of those five inaugural Bass Nation Kayak events on August 15th here right in La Crosse. So really excited about that event for sure.
Heck yeah, dude. Heck yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So, and then of course the other one, another big one, right? We actually two more kayak events. I'll just might as well knock them out while we're talking about them. The Hobie Bass Open Series has, I think they have 9 or 11 stops next year, something like that. I think they're 11. Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're 6 stop of 9 in their regular season. So there's 9 in their regular season. 6 of 9 is July 11th and 12th. It's a two-day event here in La Crosse on the Mississippi River again. July 11th and 12th, going to be another great event. 2-day, which really is cool on the river. I love the 2 days on the river, just because, like I said, the quantity is, it can be really plentiful.
Sure.
And so finding 2 days worth of quality fish here on the river is really what separates some of those really good anglers. And so I'm just another event I'm super excited for, and couldn't be more thrilled. I've actually been trying to get the Hobie events here before I started kayak fishing back in, I want to say like 2014, I went to an outdoor writers conference and talked to a Hobie representative when they were just hosting one event, and that was on Kentucky Lake.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, at the time I was like, hey, what do we need to do to get that event or another event in La Crosse? And I've been at it for, you know, six years now. And finally it worked out, and I think a lot of that has to do with me getting into the sport and understanding both sides of it, both the CVB and the tourism side of it, aspect of it, and then the kayak fishing aspect of it. And then again, the Mississippi River continuing to be in the limelight and people seeing it and wanting to come here, and all those cards lined up, and it just worked out, and we're able to host one here going into 2020. So another just a great event that couldn't be more excited to be hosting here.
Nice.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a fun summer in La Crosse, man.
It's gonna be exciting, man. It's gonna be so exciting. A lot of people, you know, have the Mississippi River on their bucket list, and now they don't have any reason not to make it. You know, cap it off right at the end of the season is the Great Lakes Kayak Fishing Series.
Oh yeah.
They have 5 stops throughout the year, and their championship, which isn't open to anybody. You don't have to be there, no membership or anything like that. Their championship is in September 26th, again on pool 7, 8, and 9 right here in La Crosse. And just another great event and an opportunity. I think they're I believe they're a KBF affiliate as well. So there's a chance to qualify for the national championships through any of their events on that series as well. And the championship right here, again in La Crosse, and in fall. The fall can be really some of the best time to fish here. The summer can be great, but fall, when they start to really school up, you can find some awesome spots and just sit there and whale on them. And quality, man, I'm telling you, you can find some great fish.
Heck yeah.
So.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. So exciting
what about,
stuff.
What about big boat tours? You guys got any big, any FLW, BASS, any of those guys coming through town?
Yeah. So yeah. None of the really big stops this year, because we're actually hosting the Bass Federation, Student Angler Federation, World and High School, the World and National High School Championships for the Student Angler Federation.
That's
cool. So that's, it's huge. June, I want to say 24th through the 27th, if I remember correctly, right offhand, something along those lines. It's 400 boats, dude. This is huge. 400 boats. There's two anglers and a boat captain on each boat. 4-day competition. The first 3 days, everybody fishes. The last day, it's the top 31 because they do top 30, and then they pull in a random raffle lucky dog winner that gets to be pulled into it or whatever. But that's a huge event, ton of publicity. It's been at Pickwick Lake down in Alabama the last, yeah, what is that, 5 years, I think.
Yeah.
So for 5 years, it's been down there. We actually have a two-year contract with them, nice, non-consecutive. So we're doing 2020 with them, and then again in 2023. So they'll go to, I believe it's some Asheville, North Carolina, I think, next year.
Okay.
And then they go back to Pickwick, and then they come to us again in 2023. So really excited to host that. That's a huge event for us. Going to bring a lot of attention, a lot of anglers, a lot of new anglers and young anglers that haven't been north, you know, in the country. The high school scene is ginormous in the South, and it's growing rapidly up here in the North, and really exciting for everyone up here, the high school anglers up North.
Yeah.
And this just really gives an opportunity and really, validates those high school programs in the North and gives them a chance to actually get to one of those national championships or those world championships. And so it's another honor to be able to host that. So, great event that we're really looking forward to, both this year and in 2023. Aside from that, we're hosting three FLW BFL events, so kind of your weekend warriors events. And then at the end of the year in October, we're actually hosting one of the BFL regional championships here in La Crosse as well, which is pretty exciting. It's a 200 boat cap. So anglers and co-anglers. So you have about 400 anglers here fishing that. And the cool thing about that is it's actually not the regional championships. You know, you can qualify through whichever division you're in, but it's not the Great Lakes division that actually fishes the Mississippi River three times out of the year.
Okay.
They actually go to like Table Rock or something like that. And it's the Illinois, the division, the Missouri division, I don't remember which all they are, but there's like eight different divisions that'll actually qualify to then come here, which I think is pretty cool too. So it's not the ones that are used to fishing here.
That is cool. Nice.
Yeah. So.
Man, might have to fish on the boat this year too.
Yeah. Yeah, right. if only we had the time, right?
Yeah, yeah. Time and money.
Time and money. The key.
Bri, let's go halves on a bass boat, man.
You want
let's
it?
Do it.
You
let's
want it?
Let's do it.
We could change the podcast name to Glitter Rocket and Finn.
There you go. There you go.
or Outboard and Finn. Outboard and Finn.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm a fan of Glitter Rocket. That's funny, man.
I want to get a boat with a 300 Evinrude.
Yeah, yeah.
Just come screaming into every spot. Yeah.
You heard that song, Smoke on the Water. That was my bass boat ripping across in the morning.
That's right. Sorry to anyone who has a southern accent of any kind. We're just a bunch of ignorant northern people. That's right. Sorry about that.
Ignorant. We're ignorant.
That's right.
Oh, and too poor to own a boat ourselves, so we're not actually, yeah.
Well, I had a tracker, man, for a bit. It just, you know, the age-old thing where your access was, like, super limited. But I do believe there's a time and place for a boat.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I miss the boat. Sometimes I just want to, like, if it'd be easier just to hang out with Bri sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, if we were just on one boat, you know, and then you really wouldn't have to watch your balance so much either.
Yeah. Kind of awkward when he's sitting on your lap spider style on your boat. So.
That's true. I mean, when you're casting, it's so weird. Sometimes I have to have him do it. I mean, it's just so weird.
He's not even listening. Look at him. He doesn't even know what we just said.
I'm always surprised when he's like, I should probably turn and face you. And I'm like, this is already weird. This is already weird.
Yeah. Sorry. There's some breaking news on the background I was just responding to. I can't break it here. I don't think it's public yet.
Oh.
I respect the man. We could talk off the air.
Sorry, Jeremiah. You'll have to wait till next time.
Jeremiah might even know.
I hope so. I don't know. That now you got me intrigued. I'm really.
Didn't he do this to us last time? Didn't he do this?
Yeah, he did do it to us last time. Yeah, because he couldn't name off the bass series.
I couldn't.
And to be fair, you know.
I think everybody knew.
Yeah. Right.
I couldn't say what it was, but I think everyone had an inkling.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so, all right, well, fair enough. When does this air? Are we airing today?
This will be up tomorrow. This will be up tomorrow. So.
Fair enough, then we can't. Okay.
What time's your kickoff? Jeremiah's getting ready for the Packers game.
6:35, right?
No, it started. I got my phone over here. I'm watching. Packers are up 7-0.
And you're complaining about me not paying attention.
It's already 7-0?
Yeah, it's 7. They scored on their first drive, and I missed it. I was pulling up the tournament schedule, and I didn't see it. I went back to it, and it was 7-0. I'm just like, good enough.
What's more important there, buddy? What, the Packers or Seattle and Finn? I mean, I'm just saying.
He's gonna get off.
Whoa! Look at that. We're having technical difficulties. I'm not sure what happened.
That's all gonna get cut out.
We lost Jeremiah. He must be going through a tunnel.
That's crazy, isn't it? How that works. Unbelievable what you guys can do with technology these days to cut everything out that's important.
Right, yeah. And that smell-o-vision, I tell you. Still working good.
Well, we won't keep you any longer from the game, my man. You got any other news on anything on your front you want to talk about, man?
The last thing I want to just for any listeners out there who are in this general region or whatever to come check out the Wisconsin Fishing Expo. That's where Brian and I actually met last year.
Yeah.
Explore Lacrosse. Is the sponsor of the Kayak Corridor, so we'll be back there. You can talk fishing with me, any kind of types of fishing you want to talk, ice fishing, walleye, kayak, boat, the tournaments that we're hosting, panfish, whatever. Come talk to me. Just want to come talk about some of the great cuisine or the shopping or the nightlife or the scenery, whatever, anything in Lacrosse. Come check us out at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo. And if you're interested in just getting into kayak fishing or more interested in some of the great opportunities or getting into the tournament scene at all, I'm actually going to be giving a seminar on the Sunday, March, I think it's March 1st, of the Wisconsin Fishing Expo, really on some of those opportunities, a little bit of tips, tactics, strategies on kayak fishing, some of the things that I learned the hard way that maybe I can save some people from making the same mistakes I did, things like that. But just kind of a general opportunities in kayak tournament fishing seminar. And again, it's going to have the schedule for all those things that I mentioned, all the stops here in Lacrosse, all the stops in Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois, hopefully Minnesota, if their schedule is out in time. I'm putting all that stuff together, so it's really just a one-stop resource for everyone and anyone who's interested in getting into it, so they can kind of pick and choose which events or whatever that they would like to be in, so that they can get into the sport, and if the tournament scene is something for them that they want to get into it. So definitely check us out at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo. Really excited to be at that again, and I think it's going to be a really good time. great place to meet a lot of people, see some new vendors, see new products, and check out some cool new places to fish and stuff too.
Heck yeah, man. Yeah, that's February 28th through March 1st at the Allegiant Energy Center in downtown Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I will be there as well.
Hi, big guy.
Jay doesn't normally come up for that, right? You don't usually go to Madison.
I think it conflicts with another thing I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
Right. Come on. You guys want to see Rocket? Come here. Rocket, come on. Up. Come on. Come on. Hey, come on. Up, up. Well, he says no. He doesn't like Brian's face.
Touche. Touche, Rocket.
Yeah, that happens a lot. It's like usually if we need to like schmooze somebody, we're like, just stay in the car. No, yeah. I'm serious. Just stay in the car. You know what happened last time.
Yeah, that fishing show, man, it's always a good time. I'll be back up there again as well in the Rocktown booth. And
nice.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. I totally forgot about that, man. So that show will be fun. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
You were at one end of the hall and I was at the other last year, but we kept crossing paths because I kept running to get coffee and then go relieve myself of the coffee. So, but you got, I know last year you had Gene Jensen in the booth. You got him or you got Hoover or anybody in the booth this year?
No, unfortunately, their schedules don't allow it, so it's just me in the booth. Hopefully, my boss can be in there too, but he's going into knee surgery literally the Monday right afterwards, so I don't know if he'll actually be able to make it or not. So, unfortunately, it's just going to be me.
A lot of shenanigans in the Explorer Lacrosse booth this year.
A lot of shenanigans. You guys stop by, though, because we were giving away a bona fide SS-127, something that we're hosting a Driftless Sports Expo in May.
Nice.
Right here in Onalaska, just right next door to La Crosse here, you know, one of our neighboring towns. And we have a big sports expo and outdoor show that we host, and we'll have the bona fide SS-127 that we're actually giving away that day. So you can stop by and check it out and see how you can enter to win that that great rig. And it's the same exact kayak that I fish out of. So another thing to stop by and check out. If you don't want to see me, you can at least see how you can enter the kayak, win a sweet kayak.
Nice.
So,
yeah. It's like, hey, Jeremy, so where's this kayak?
Yeah, I don't blame. I wouldn't blame anybody. Like, hey, I get it. I'll tell you, I don't mind.
That's funny. So,
that's what I would do. Nice. If I were you, I wouldn't talk to me either.
And there's your plug.
Oh, that's funny. That's
if you're looking for a good time at the show, don't talk to me.
Exactly. I'll direct you where to go.
Don't talk to me.
That's funny. That's funny. Yeah. Very cool, man. I know, touching on fishing shows, we haven't really mentioned this yet, I don't think, Jay, but Jay and I will be at the Chicago Fishing Show as well, and that is January 23rd through the 26th at the Renaissance Schaumburg Convention Center, Schaumburg, Illinois. So we'll be at the Rocktown booth. Stop by. I know usually Duke from Catch has got a booth there.
Mm-hmm.
I know Susie will be there as well in the Quest Water Sports booth with the Hobbies. Oh, I mean Hobies.
And, yeah, I don't know. All those. No, I'll forget it.
Yeah. But that's always a good show as well. So Jay and I will be there. I'll be there all 4 days, and you're there, what, Saturday, Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on right now, guys.
I think we're trying to keep you on here longer so you can't watch. He's like watching the game as he's talking.
Yeah, I'm seeing what's going on. We're good. Are you guys going live at that show or what? Schaumburg?
We'll do some live streams from both for sure. Nice. And then I think there's a schedule getting dropped on our Facebook page this week with all the shows that everybody will be at. I know Dustin Nichols will be at one down in Houston, Texas in March. Sam's in a bunch of shows throughout Indiana. I believe next weekend, Josh, Brad, and Ricketts will be at a show in Ohio. and they got another one in Ohio, I think, the end of February. So we'll be spread out. So watch for that list of shows and stop by the booth. Guys will have stickers and stuff.
Cool.
Say what's up. So
I'll be sure to stop by the booth and say what's up and steal a sticker or two.
I'll just drop a pile on your table to give away.
Yeah.
So
we'll also have several of those to give away. Some Explore Lacrosse stickers. Be sure to stop by, grab them, stick them on your kayak, stick them on whatever.
Nice.
Stop by, check them out. So
very cool.
Absolutely.
Very cool, man.
Yeah.
You want to plug anybody?
Yeah, absolutely. If you don't mind, sure. So I don't forget anybody. Let me pull it up.
My list up.
Yeah. No, I would hate to. Oh yeah, right. Something like that.
I want to thank Aaron Rodgers for such a great season.
if you knew me, I mean, obviously I'm a diehard Packer fan, but I would not. That's the last person right now I'd be thinking. I think he's the only one holding the team back right now. In all honesty, it's. This season has been good, but the Packers just missed an interception. You guys are killing me right now. Let's get these plugs out of the way. This is fun and not. Geez, you're killing me. But obviously I want to thank my supporters. Explore Lacrosse, again, my full-time job, and they support me so much in everything I do, both in the office and then out of the office. And I truly think that the Mississippi River, aside from it actually being my job, I think that the Mississippi River up here out of Lacrosse and the upper Mississippi River just around this general area is one of the best fisheries in the country. And I've, you know, been lucky enough to travel a little bit, and I've been able to fish some phenomenal fisheries, and there's a lot of great fisheries out there. But I truly do think that the Mississippi River is one of the best in the country. I'm not saying it is the best, but you're looking to catch fish and have a great time, and whatever suits your strengths, you can find it here on the Mississippi River. So Explore Lacrosse is a big one. Check us out on explorelacrosse.com, our Facebook page, our Instagram, Explore Lacrosse. And then we have a Facebook page that's dedicated just to fishing. It's Fish Lacrosse on Facebook. Definitely check that out. We have our fishing reports. When tournaments come into town, we talk about what's here. I do a lot of Facebook Lives with the tournament leaders and tournament winners and things like that when the elites and anybody else comes into town. So definitely like the Fish Lacrosse page. Team Bonafide and Yak Attack, I'm just super excited to be a part of them. I love my SS-127. If you're a shallow water angler, I think a Bonafide is a tough vessel to beat. I think there's a lot of vessels out there that are great, but man, the Bonafide is just suits me, and I love that Bonafide. Yak Attack makes best accessories, they're phenomenal. Blackfish Gear, I want to thank them for everything they've done. Check them out. Great, high quality rain gear and great gear for sun protection, things like that. Just awesome gear in general. Raymarine makes great sonar and everything else. ALX Rods, just signed on with them. I really appreciate them because I actually use their rods and really like their rods. Made right here in America. Phenomenal rods aside, in the first place. And now the fact that they're being a little bit of supportive for me is just super exciting. Tacticam, if you guys haven't seen Tacticam, I actually got one sitting here right here. I don't know if you can see it, but Tacticam was originally made for self-filming like bow hunts and things like that, and they are literally coming out in 2 months with what's called the fisheye, and I actually helped develop that a little bit with some on the water testing and things like that, and it's such a cool camera. It's made for fishing. You guys got to check out the Tacticam fisheye. Like I said, in 2 months they're going to start shipping, and it's just a perfect camera for anything, for fishing. It loop records, things like that. It's constantly going. You hit the button and it records the last 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever you want. Just and the angles and the camera quality and everything about it. It's waterproof, things like that. It's just a great camera at a good price that you're definitely going to want to check out. So definitely check out Tacticam. Lure Lock. If you haven't seen those, obviously great tackle storage. Your stuff doesn't bounce around, just great tackle storage. And Dakota Lithium batteries. I don't know what to say other than they're just a phenomenal battery. They're light and they last forever. So I've got mine on my Raymarine for ice fishing right now, and the thing lasts for days. And I literally try to see how long it'll last till it runs out. And after days and days and days, I just like finally like, all right, I got to put it on a charger. Like, this doesn't seem right. So
nice.
That's all of them. But yeah, definitely want to give a shout out to them because I really appreciate the support that they give both to myself actually on the fishing scene, and then everything they do for Explore Lacrosse and Mississippi River, and everything that we can do to show off this fishery. You know, I just can't say enough. And I hope that everybody who's listening comes out and checks out at either one of these events or brings their family and just comes and really enjoys the area, because it really is just such a fun area to come and check out and have a good time with. So
yeah, definitely a cool little spot for like a weekend getaway, even a week, man. There's so much to do around that area. So yeah, definitely check that out. Cool, man. Well, thanks for coming back on. Hopefully your Cheeseheads Packers pull it off this evening for you, and everything goes well there. And
yeah, call them whatever you want as long as they win. I don't care. I don't care, man. 7-3 right now. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. I want the win. I don't care what it is. But no, I appreciate you guys having me. Look forward to seeing you guys here at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo, and seeing hopefully a lot of listeners here in Lacrosse when everybody comes up. And I'll be traveling around to a lot of events too, fishing all across the country. So I hope to see people at a lot of these other events too.
Nice. Very cool, man. So, very cool. Well, you absolutely heard it here. Till next time, tight lines, smooth paddling. Go check out the website, guys. Paddle the letter N in fin.com. Also check out YouTube, youtube.com/paddlenfin. If you got a question, comment, want to hear from a future guest, feel free to email us at paddle the letter N in fin@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on social media. We're doing giveaways, announcements, things like that at Facebook and Instagram at Paddle N Fin. Shout out to our show supporters, Rocktown Adventures, Loveland Canoe and Kayak, Hammered Lures, Fish Mob Lures, TRC Covers, Catch Products. Go to catchproducts.com. You could put the Paddle N Fin logo right on your catchboard. Don't forget to go over and pick up your Jig Masters jigs. Use promo code PNF20 and save 20% today. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast on whatever platform you're listening to. It helps grow the audience, helps others find our podcast. So please drop a 5-star rating in on the podcast platform you're listening on. Don't forget about the recycled plastics program, you guys. Take your used plastic baits, put them in an envelope, mail them to the address in the show notes. Our man Eric Richards at Hammered Lures melts those down, makes new baits, and donates them to various chapters of Heroes on the Water.